Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Once again, since a few of you have just joined us so kindly, I would like to welcome you to this third lecture on the Harinam Chintamani, which will deal with a very specific obstacle in our chanting and the removal of it. By Krishna's mercy and the devotee's kindness, I have been engaged all over the world to give retreats on the holy name, sometimes kirtan retreats, sometimes japa retreats, sometimes we call them holy name retreats. Many times wonderful devotees like Giriraj Maharaj, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, many Maharajas, His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, who I very much appreciate for his thoughtfulness and depth in spiritual life, and Bhujan Prabhu, same, they we join together, and we have our discussions after the japa retreats and kirtan retreats. We teach us and we ask ourselves, what is the singular obstacle really in chanting the holy name, which when it can be overcome makes our way just very free. We become very successful in chanting it. And we always get the same answer from our devotees and from our own observation. It is inattention, distractedness, restlessness, indifference to the holy name, I just don't care any longer, which is the main obstacle. And all this falls in the language of Haridas Thakur, or comes in the language of Haridas Thakur under the category of pramada. Mada means madness, and pra is an increased madness, you can say, super madness, which manifests in the life of a conditioned soul in relationship to Krishna. That madness is that we somehow have turned our back to Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada would say, we are like fishes out of the water. It's mad for a fish to jump out of the water. He will not live out of the water. He will die or flap around for a few hours and then he is dead. So this madness to be away from Krishna, to turn our back to Krishna, is a singular disease which brings all the other diseases with it. Turning our back on someone is on Krishna is the cause of our material existence. Now we keep on doing this to the most merciful form of Krishna, the holy name. We turn away from him. Our attention is moving away from the holy name when we chant, and it is thus we hear that this inattention, which is something like the archetypical disease of the conditioned soul, is this turning away from Krishna carries into our chanting. And if we can cure it in the arena of our japa and kirtan, we actually cure also that root cause of all of our problems, our inattention towards Krishna. Thus, being attentive in chanting becomes the foundational quality of someone who wants to come back to Krishna. You cannot speak of a relationship to Krishna as long as you are inattentive to him. Today I spoke with a senior devotee, not a god brother, but a senior of, and this devotee told me that when he came to one temple where all the devotees, where the devotees lived with whom he went through his childhood in Krishna consciousness, means the early days, then he all of a sudden saw, you know, he came and there was one friend, old friend of his, who, you know, when he, as soon as he saw that older devotee entering the temple, he turned away. He didn't want to talk. Now, they were friends before. And when this older devotee entered that same temple where he had been so often, and this other, who was his friend, turned away from him, he just felt so pained. And when he spoke to me, his voice choked. Choked means he was at the edge of tears. So we have a relationship with Krishna, but somehow we turn away from him. And this is not pleasant for Krishna. It is not, he does not appreciate that. He just, it's causing pain to our Lord, this inattention towards him. Because it's a continuation, a very strict, how to say this in English, a continuation, that's the simplest way I can speak, of our original turning away from Krishna. Therefore, Haridas Thakur speaks about inattention as the root of all other offenses. He says, even if one successfully overcomes all other offenses in chanting, everything done, you have done all the other offenses, you have cleared your list, even if one has successfully overcome all other offenses in chanting, and one is chanting continuously 150 rounds a day or whatever, love of God may not come about. One should know that the reason for this is that one is committing the offense known as pramada, or inattention. Hare Krishna. And now, I know, now you are most probably very depressed. Because we all know this is what we... no, Radha Kripa, we know we are sometimes inattentive. Now, to cure this inattention is not so easy that we can just give you a simple yogic technique which we will give. Don't worry, we have a lot of techniques. We are from Germany, we are very mechanical. To cure inattention is not a matter of a method. It is a matter of curing an attitude. Srila Haridas Thakur says that there are two types of souls in this world. Maybe you want to take a serious inventory where you are. This is those who think they will be independently happy from Krishna and who therefore stay by Maya's side. I think our Umala Mataji in her very, very wonderful presentation this morning has talked about this staying by Maya's side. You may not say like this, I'm staying by Maya's side, I'm like this. You may veil Maya and dress her, but when the naked form of illusion is clear, then you know I'm a little bit a Maya here. So those who think they can be independently happy from Krishna, this is one category. And then there are those souls who seek pleasure by associating with Krishna. Two types of souls. I think you can very easily know where you are by making a simple test. I learned this from Bhujan Prabhu. A simple litmus test. Litmus test is a test you can perform on your own. It's a medical test. I won't describe to you what it is. It is. Maybe there are several, but I know of one. You can make a simple test, like measuring your own temperature, for instance. That would be a simple medical test. You can find out, to which category you belong? Do you like to be independent from Krishna, or do you like to seek pleasure and develop your life prospect, how you wish to live, only with Krishna? By making a simple question, would you like to know the question? Really? Yeah. When you are in difficulty, where is it that you take shelter? When you take shelter in Krishna, you have this life plan. I want to be dependent on Krishna. When you take shelter in all kinds of arrangements, other people, your intelligence, your own strengths, even rishis, your ancestors. I'm going through, there are seven other shelters than Krishna, which Krishna showed. In the Govardhan Leela. Then you know where you take shelter, you know where is your real focus. I've seen many devotees saying, Hare Krishna, I'm very dependent on Krishna, but I've seen how they acted in difficulties, and most of them, including myself, have sometimes not taken shelter in Krishna in difficulties. Krishna wanted to teach this to the world when he lifted, when he did the Govardhan Leela. In the Govardhan Leela, you all know, Indra had sent an apocalyptic rain flood, which was really threatening to kill all of Braj. And you know, the Vrishpasis, they thought, well, this is the result. Krishna told us we should not do the Indra Puja. He told us to worship the mountain of Giriraj. Now Indra is angry. He's very, very angry. At that moment, Nanda Maharaj began to chant. This is for the Leela. Huh? The Indra stutis, the prayers to pacify Indra. Krishna had just waited for that. And he said, no, stop. Don't take shelter anywhere else. Take shelter in me and I will protect you. You know, this is little boy Krishna says to Nanda Baba, no, no Indra's duties. Me. Take shelter in me. Krishna wants to show that. And therefore he sends difficulties to his devotees. So then, Nanda Maharaj does everything which Krishna wants. He's absolutely surrendered to Krishna. And Krishna then showed that by taking exclusively shelter in Krishna, one is not bereft of anything. And he lifted the Govardhan hill. Who remembers for how many days he lifted the Govardhan hill? Because that's an extremely significant number. Seven. Why seven? He wanted to show that by taking shelter in him, all other shelters are superfluous. Jai Gopal, guten Morgen. This is a good point. You will like it and you will be angry at me when I let you sleep during this time. There are seven other shelters, and I don't know if I will remember them all, but I will try my level best, and please bless me. Anyashrayas. First of all, we take shelter in our own intelligence. That is Buddhi Ashraya. Then comes Bala Ashraya, our own strengths. Then comes friend ashrayas. We take shelter now. Can you help me a little bit? I'm a little in difficulty here. Then we take rishi ashraya. We go to wise people, not necessarily devotees. Now the rishis are the coaches. Give me some coaching. We take shelter in Dhana Ashraya, wealth, our own wealth. We pay our way out of the difficulty. And two more are missing me. Yeah, Pitri Ashraya, that we don't do so much in our Western culture. And Devata Ashraya, means ancestors and demigods. For 7 days, Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill to show, don't take anywhere else shelter than exclusively in me. You can find out if you are a devotee, where is it that you take shelter? I have heard that everywhere in the Balkans there are really bad politics except for in ISKCON. We have no politics by Krishna's mercy because we are devotees in ISKCON, Balkan. Where do the people take shelter when there is politics, when there are allegations, when there are illnesses, when there are misunderstandings, when there are diseases? That is the question you have to ask if you want to know if you are a devotee. That taking shelter in Krishna, turning back to Krishna, is the whole idea of the Govardhan Leela and for that matter of the Krishna consciousness movement. So, Now Jai Gopal is fighting with his sleep, so I will have to get practical, otherwise I will lose him, and he's maybe our most important listener here. And so let us shorten everything and be practical now. So although, my dear devotees, I will in this workshop now present to you a technique which can help you to close the chapter of inattentive chanting, you must know that behind this technique must be a change of attitude. Only when you change your attitude, this attitude to turn away from Krishna and take shelter somewhere else, will you actually be able to chant attentively. You may do all the techniques in the world, and don't worry, there are lots of techniques, but you must change your attitude. And the only way to change your attitude is really, you must pivanti bhagavata, you must drink the nectarian informations about Krishna, so that Krishna begins to again occupy the most significant place in your heart, and not theoretical but practically you can take shelter in him. This I really wanted to say, because I don't want to enter the history of modern preachers by saying that we believe in techniques. We are bhaktas. The Bhagavatam speaks about this turning to Krishna, and this is the last philosophical subject matter. Then you are done for today, at least in my workshop. Bhayam dvijinaya binivesatasyat ishat apetasya viparyayo smriti tanmayayato buddha abhayetam padyaikayesham guru devatatmam. The first part of the verse speaks about when the living entity turns his back to Krishna, he becomes attracted by Maya and is overpowered by fear. Because he is separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the material energy, his conception of life is reversed. Topsy-turvy, it's all on the wrong side. In other words, instead of being the eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes Krishna's competitor. This is called Viparyayo Smriti. To nullify this mistake, now solution to the problem. One who is actually learned and advanced eats pizza in the evening. No, sorry. Just something to make you laugh. So now listen. I will again cheat you, and I want you to check me. To nullify this mistake that we are against Krishna, one who is actually learned and advanced worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his spiritual master, worshipful deity, and source of life. Is that correct? Yes, I wanted you to listen, that's why I... He thus worships the Lord by the process of unalloyed devotional service. Go to the Lord, he is your guru. Go to the Lord, he is your Ishta Devata. Go to the Lord, he is the source of your very life. Turn to Krishna, correct your mistake, do that day by day, practice this, and so on. Now, we want to introduce a very simple practice to you, whereby you can actually go to Krishna while you do japa. I will first of all introduce the practice, which we will do in a second, in a language which only Omala Mataji will be able to understand, or a few of you who really try. It's a challenge for you. Try to now understand this. And then I will explain the same point in a simple, simple, simple way, which you can take home with you in your little toolbox, in your little bag. Okay? Are you ready for the complicated techniques? Want to hear Trivanga? Want to try to understand? There is one great guru in our tradition, Gopal Guru Goswami. He was a little boy called Gopal when he once saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran to the bathroom with his tongue between his teeth. When Mahaprabhu came out of the bathroom, the little boy said, "Why did you do this?" Mahaprabhu looked at the boy and saw the innocence of the boy and said, "I did this in order to keep my tongue from chanting the holy names of Krishna in an impure place." Oh, said the boy, "That's not correct. The holy name can never become impure. Like the sun, which may shine on impure substances." I learned a new word today in the Bhagavatam class. I've already forgotten it. It started with P. No need to. This is we don't need to know all the languages of the English vocabulary. But it was a good word. I remember it really described the impure thing which comes out of the human rectum. So the sun will never become impure when it shines on this. In the same way, the holy name is Nitya Shuddha. It is always pure. It cannot become impure. So you can chant the holy name everywhere, and you should chant the holy name everywhere, because you never know death could come even to the bathroom. Gauranga Mahaprabhu looked at the little boy. He felt this point was really correct. He lifted him up on his lap. He hugged him and he said, "You are my guru. What's your name?" "Gopal." "No, Gopal Guru is your name." So Gopal Guru became, when he became grown up, a real master of all of the details of Vaishnav practice. And he had one disciple whom he gave the name Dhyan Chandra Goswami. That means the moon of meditation. Imagine a guru, ISKCON guru, would call one of his disciples, "You are the moon of meditation." That means he must be a very good meditator. So Dhyan Chandra Goswami wrote a Padati. Padati is a guidebook, and he described what is good japa. He describes it in the words of a very elevated practitioner, but I think it is not necessary that we remain eternal neophytes. We can also hear the deeper aspects of our philosophy. We can. Mano madhya stito mantro, mantra madhya stitam manaha, mano mantra samayuktam etat hi japa lakshanam. Japa lakshanam means the ornament of japa should be the chant like this. The mantra should first be situated in the core of the devotee's mind. I would like to have someone translate this in the local language here. How do we say this? Gurani, you are a good translator. I will say it again. The mantra should first be situated in the core, that means in the innermost part of the devotee's mind.
Mantra treba prvo biti smještena u samo centru, u jezgri ili srži.
Yeah. You take the mantra and you put him in your mind. Like yesterday I was very hungry and I knew in the evening there are pizzas. So in the last part of the evening when I talked, I could see the image of a pizza coming again and again in the core of my heart. Do you know this the thing? Things come really in our heart and they are there. Oh. Pizza is a harmless thing. There are maybe other things coming in the... So in this, you must place the mantra like that. What this means, in effect, is you hear very carefully and you let the sound vibration come through the oral channel into your heart. Then, once the mantra is in your heart, then the mind should be firmly situated in the heart of the mantra. Our Ravi from England says, what? How do you bring your mind in the core of the mantra? What is the core of the mantra, first of all, the innermost part of the mantra? It's the Ishta Devata. The Deva, the Lord of the mantra is Radha and Krishna. It's a Yugal mantra. So you bring your mind to Radha and Krishna as you chant. Thereafter, when one's mind is absorbed in the mantra, a state of equilibrium is attained. That is the symptom of real japa. Equilibrium means a state in which opposing forces or influences are balanced, or to say it very simply, it's a well-balanced state of mind where the mind is calm and no longer the vrittis don't move any longer. So, let's be buddhi praktikani now. Let's be practical. As you chant, you invite the mantra to come into your heart. And as you have the mantra in your heart, you begin to think about the innermost essence of the mantra, that is Radha and Krishna, and take shelter. That's how you attain real japa. Everything else is approaching the real japa. Now, because our Prabhupada was really a master of explaining complex subjects in an easy way, which can be done by anyone. Prabhupada, by the way, did not want that we always stay simple people. Just beginners. Some movement, something should happen over the years. But let us, maybe because we have not started to master the simple things, let's do now something very practical. For a long, long, long time, I was thinking, unless I'm very pure in my heart and very attached to Radha Krishna, I will not be able to chant and turn towards them. But then I stumbled over a a statement from Prabhupada in teachings of Queen Kunti, which helped me so much that my life before this and after this is two different stories, really. Can I share this quote of Prabhupada? I will also tell you where you can find it in the teachings of Queen Kunti, because maybe you want to read it yourself afterwards. Prabhupada said, in the beginning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna. Hare. Vrindavan Bihari, your attention was momentarily wandering, so I will say it again. In the beginning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna. Hare. Thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. When we address someone in this way, he usually says, yes, what do you want? The answer is, please, engage me in your service. This has at once a theological meaning and is simultaneously a technique. The theological meaning, which I will not discuss here because it's a workshop, is you can enter the chanting only with bhakti, and Bhakti Devi is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. So by Radharani's help, who can give you bhakti, you can enter the kingdom of the holy name, of the Maha Mantra. She opens the door. Come. Come in, here. Come in. Yes, here you get this some feeling for Krishna. Yep, you are now content. So it starts all with Hare. Thank you. You know enough. When we will now chant, and I will train you to fix your mind on the first Hare. It will be super intense. In the sense of you will have to really work a little hard, but you will see a miracle happening. I request you to take your bebek, and those who don't have the bebek, no need. You can do this exercise without the bebek also. I will request the devotees in the back, buddhis sul silencio, please be calm. How do we say calm? Budimirni. Budimirni. Yes. And we will chant, and then I will say different things to you. Don't stop chanting. I will try to distract you. Don't become distracted. Whatever I do, don't just... it's later on the camera for you to see. For now, you have to only chant do what I say. Okay? Okay. Sadie. Let's just make our mind a little bit peaceful. Not too peaceful, Jai Gopal. Jai Gopal always forgives me. Since 1 year, I think, yes. Oh, forgiven me. I request you now to chant in one voice, and I will give you certain instructions while you chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, I'm sorry, we need the tonality is wrong. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please continue to chant.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please continue.
Hare Krishna,
you will hear now
Krishna, Krishna,
different instructions.
Krishna,
please bring your attention to the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Bring all your concentration to the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Collect all your mental energy and chant the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Very good. The first Hare now.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
All concentration on the first Hare, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Again, the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Continue always with the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Full mental strength now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Your mind is not like chewing gum. Please focus it. Bring it to the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
We will chant for 2 minutes with the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very good.
Hare Krishna.
One more minute.
Krishna Krishna.
Always the very first Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
Third, 25 more seconds.
Rama, Hare Hare.
First hurry.
Hare Krishna, Hare
20
Krishna,
seconds.
Krishna,
First hurry.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
10 more seconds.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Give it your
Krishna,
best. Try,
Krishna,
try.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very good. Please stay in that space now, because now we will go a step further. The first Hari is only the first name of the holy name. We will now continue to chant like this, but at one certain point, when I ring the bells like this, twice in other words, I will request you to stay with each single name of the mantra. Let us start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna.
Yes. Full strength. Please, you're not concentrated. First hurry now. Now.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. First Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
Yes, the first
Hare.
After this mantra which you chant now, we will stay with each name, every name of the 16 names. Start with the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Very good, each name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Very good, very good. Continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. One more mantra, each name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Wow, you're really good. But this was only the beginning. Second level. In the second level, we will chant in our own speed. We will not be carried by the group as we were now. We will be carried by our own determination and enthusiasm to give ourselves entirely to this practice. During the first 2 minutes, I will request you to only be with the first Hari, and then I will request you to switch into being with every name. Please start now. Oh, let us first pray to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We need strength for this one. Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi God. Start now, first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. First Hare, always the first Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Only the first Hare. Forget about everything else. The first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. First Hare, don't get into a mental mush. Chant the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. First Hare, try your best. Please try your best. Hare, try your best. Hare Krishna. You can do it first, Hare. No problem for you. Hare. You just need to want to do this first, Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Please continue now and try to concentrate with each single name of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Try your best. You have 1 more minute. Thank you so much. I'm really moved to see you trying so good. His Holiness Prahlada Maharaj will now give his class, but I need to tell you one thing which is most important for me. It can be told in 2 minutes or not after a lifetime of talk. My dear devotees, as much as it is important that we try our best to avoid this great obstacle of inattention, we should know that this is not possible on our own strength. Srila Haridas Thakur says, simply on one's own strength, it is not possible to overcome the offense of inattention. Such a victory over the mind can only be attained by your or Krishna's mercy. Therefore, it behooves me, I should pray for your mercy. Sometimes in our movement we overlook this, and you see devotees chanting with great force. Have you seen Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? Have you seen their heart faces and how they shake their bibeks as if this would help tremendously? I have seen a devotee who was going like this. If I would tell you his name, you would faint. It's a very senior leader of our movement. When he was just coming, I observed. And I asked him, what are you doing? Well, he said, I was a boxer. Now I'm boxing with my mind. Hare Krishna. There is an almost fearsome or frightening strength in that which you want to fight on your own. Don't think of pizza. Don't think of pizza. Don't think of pizza. You will think the whole day of pizza. Oh, I have seen sometimes, this is a mistake which some young brahmacharis who have only been brahmachari for 14 days say, oh, this fire, this woman, oh no, don't, let us not look to that and that place. They're totally absorbed. When you want to chant, it is good to chant in a feeling of dependency on Krishna, and in a gentle way. Having said this, I will happily give over the place to a much more talented Vaishnav, His Holiness Prahlada Nanda Maharaj, whom we wish to lovingly welcome. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hari Bo, Hare Krishna. And on Ratha... On Ratha Yatra, you can practice to overcome distractedness in Kirtan because we will be in the town. Hare Krishna.